That wasn't the real thing. The real thing is, are you full of the Holy Spirit or are you not? Have you been baptized with the Holy Ghost since you believe? That's why Brother Branham preached that token. You can talk all you want about all the goodies that go with it. Oh, I admit that. I admit this. Yes, yes, this here. But are you full of the Holy Ghost? He said, listen, Branham Tabernacle, there's most of you I believe are full of the Holy Ghost, but there's some sitting here who are not full of the Holy Ghost. Now he said, without that token, the life of the Word in you as an individual, you cannot have the life of Him who stands here to take you through.
Hey, man,
that's true. No way will you make it.
That's right.
See? They put the church in order. He put the gifts in order. Now he said, I'll go there with you. And they walked down to Junior Jackson.
Sure, that was it.
Yeah, no way. Man alive, I'd been sick or death. I was living down there and said, okay, Brother Branham, I'm here, you're here, let's go. I wouldn't have any trouble right now. I've seen gifts operate in my life absolutely right down the line. I wouldn't be afraid to go into any room and see if anything happened. Well, why would I? It's not necessary in my understanding as far as I am concerned, unless I was very deafly led there. Now, someone very deafly led, that's great. See? Okay. Let's go a little further here. Growth is essential. The Scripture sets it forth. No way is there not a growth. No way is there not a life. But the life is not the evidence. It is not the reason. If it's not the evidence, it is not the reason. Now life should be there. That's where New York got all messed up. Where's your piece of chalk? I got no... We'll take our time. I'll cut just this anytime I feel like cutting it. Look. What is life? According to the prophet, is spirit. Every life is spirit. Spirit's life, right?
Right.
Okay, he said there's two lives. Yeah, two spirits. One over here, and one over here. Now, he said at the end time they are razor blades. He said so close. Let's put this one here in the negative over here. All right, he can imitate any gift. There goes the gifts of spirit. Now, why can he impersonate or imitate? Brother Branham used the word impersonate, so let me that there. In other words, he can be the person anointed to carry any single gift. Half full ministry, deacon and elder, nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and anything else in there. In Numbers 8, pardon me, in Romans the 12th chapter, it talks about giving and forgiving. And loving in certain things. So there's just multitudes, as Arrhenius said. He said there's multitudes. Now, he can get any one of those. Now, he's got all the fruit. Christian Science beats us to a draw, and they say Jesus was just a man. Well, he was just a man, but when God filled him, he was God. When God left him, he was a man again. Now, what is he today? Now, Melchizedek. Tell you about that maybe another time. All right. So we got over here all the gifts, all the fruit, and all the soul. See, many more are the children of the widow. All right. Over here, manifestation. Over here, fruit. Over here, soul. Now, both are lives.
Right, sure.
Do you follow me?
Amen.
And this one can outdo this one. So right away, where would you go? Right over here. Fine. That's where the word went. That's the devil.
That's right.
People still don't realize. If Jesus is God. No, what was God?
Biggest flop the world's ever seen.
Because
he could have stood there and emptied every graveyard. He could have stood there and you know, who cares about water into wine?
Uh-huh.
Let's turn the desert into a blossom.
Amen.
Let's beat the world.
Yeah.
Let's take the devil and choke him and bring back the serpent seed in natural and make him a lovely beast again. Hallelujah! He's God.
Huh?
Did he do it?
No.
Biggest flop ever was. If you want to talk as a man. Because he came, as Brother Branham said, according to the Scripture, but not how they interpreted the Scripture. He said, I can only do what my Father tells me, and it's my Father in me doing it.
Yes, that's it.
So, you look at here.
Yeah.
This is a light. This is a light.
Sure.
Manifestation, fruit, soul, everything the same, and over here, more. So who are you going to run to? Okay. Now, New York said, the evidence or how you tell this from this is the word ha. Ha ha. This plus is bigger than this plus. See why New York's misery?
Right.
Why their preacher could say, we walked in darkness 9 years. I said, maybe he did, but I didn't. I got no doubt he did. Come up with junk like that in 1964 before the prophet even died. Word plus my foot. But plus the life, then you go here.
Sure.
And he did. 3 times he said, thus saith the Lord, and it flopped. How were you people this morning? What do you want? You want this or you want this? This is life, this is life. Which life do you want? Which life have you got?
That's it.
You got the superabundant over here and the phony?
Uh-huh.
Or you got the one that's lesser and of God just the same?
Yeah.
And the real one.
Right.
See, the one that's told by the word here. Hey? So you understand what I'm talking about this morning?
Amen.
Now, where was it? I read over here in Ephesians. We're going to go to Ephesians. 4th chapter. We're going to have growth. See? This is growth. This is growth. We're going to have what's right. Now let's watch it and see this. 11 to 16. I'm going to read a little before that. Because I have to, because I've seen something here I never saw before the last week. It says here, verse 7, unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, because there is given us a measure of grace, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now I explained that to you. He that ascended, descended first, and he that descended is the one that went up, came back as the Holy Ghost. That he might fill all things. Now, you just think of that for 1 second. He might fill all things.
Yeah.
Now, watch where Paul put it. He starts over here in chapter 1. And it says here, when this spirit comes into the church, then it's taken into a rapture because all things are under his feet. Oh, God, I wish I had time to explain all this and show you where the scripture dovetails and dovetails. This is only taking place now. It did not take place previously. It couldn't. It just started. See? Because worlds which are coming, the millennium, the whole thing was building to it. And now it's here. See, there's a difference. Put all things on his feet and gave me here all things, church. See, that was potential. But now at this hour, which is his body that filleth, his body, the fullness of him that filleth all things with all things. Now look at, he's telling you about the day of the bride where the whole word of God is fulfilled in her. And it says he came down at that time to do it. Now I always used to preach that that's when he came at Pentecost and separated himself. That's not true. He came down to Paul in a pillar of fire, set the church in order. Now he's come back again to do the same
thing.
Prove that by the chronology of the two ages. Now, listen. And he gave apostles and prophets and so on, the fivefold ministry, to perfect the saints, the work of the ministry, edifying, building up the body of Christ. Notice, at what time shall we all come in unity of faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, that's it, no more to come in, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, everything poured into her. With God standing here as a capstone. See, that's why it's a million times greater than Pentecost. To what end? Hallelujah. All of the gift. All of the fruit. All of the soul. Glory, glory. Shut up. Time to shut up and listen. There will be no more children. Tossed to and fro. Care about everyone to doctrine. By the sleight of men, even cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait for deceit, but holding the truth in love. Loving the word of God. Loving the truth. And it is the love of the error
that brings the Antichrist into power and sends all men to perdition. Now, where are you? The same Holy Ghost that says, I'll separate by the false word at the end time and the true word at the end time. The judging God that was in that circle of light that came down, those seven mighty messengers that came with him, sent the judging word at this very minute to separate even at this hour. A bride from the non-bride to call out a church. See? Holding the truth and love, go up unto him. Not into him, cross it out of your Bible. You're in him. And coming unto him. But first he had to come unto you. Hold that stand at the door and knock. Into all things. And all things are all things. You know when the all things really take place for you and me? When the wheel moves? Is when you and I get in the resurrection. When we hit that brother, we got our name. Actually, if you're a part of this bride with the shout, you got just as much name. But you see, at this time, you got to wait. That's why New York can't say, the rest of you only hoping to get what we got. I ain't hoping for what they got. No, I don't even want it. I'm not interested. I've seen it. Don't play footsie with me. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compactly as every joint supplies. All seven church ages, all over. According to the working of the, in the measure of every part. Now the measure in every part, brother, sister, was a measure. But at the end of the seventh church age, all in all, the entire measure comes into the church. Unto the edifying of itself, building itself up, and the last one was what? Capstone? Love. Love of the truth. No longer lukewarm, no longer wishy-washy. Say, this we live or die, forget it.
That's right.
You say, you're cold. No, we ain't cold, we're just getting red hot. Hell, do you? 1 Corinthians 5th chapter, 3 to 5. All right. Verily, being absent, body, present, spirit, are judged already as though I were present concerning him that done this deed. Name the Lord Jesus Christ and gather together my spirit with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Deliver such one to Satan, destruction, Christ's spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. I'm going to tell you that day of the Lord Jesus. That's a tough one. You better be careful. Because you can have everything else destroyed and just miss that one. All right. It tells you right there the church must be clean. Brother Brandt said God sent a fivefold ministry to keep the church clean. What fivefold ministry in the end time the church to keep the church clean? Word. Then if they're denied what the Word says they're denied, the church has got to stand with it. Let's try and get the women to come under subjection. I just love to see a preacher's wife that's one with the preacher. God, I hate the one that isn't one with her husband. I tell people something. You don't appreciate your pastor's wife. You just think you do. You just think you do. You don't even know what goes on because she subjects her husband and loves him and just lets everything go with him. I'm going to tell you, if she was a type, and let me tell you flat, I'm not going to use the word, it sounds like witchy, but you know what they call women today? You'd have divorce all over this church. You'd have families breaking up. That spirit would be right in among you. Now take a vow, Audrey. You've got to come in. My wife the same way. I have seen where a preacher's wife's spirit got right into my home. I'm killing a deader than the doorknob. Not with me, you won't fall. Keep the church clean. That's why the preacher's here. Keep it one with the word. Many times people don't understand me. I'm loyal to the pastors because without the pastors I wouldn't have a place to preach. Sure, hon, I would. You think I stand in the street corner? Come on, what for? Teach a bunch of foghorns out there? I'm not here to preach to jackrabbits, I'm here to preach to sheep.
Amen.
Sheep had bad enough time, but jackrabbits getting in on it. All right? This stuff Paul said here, hey, he said.
You guys got all the gifts, but you're so messed up on what it's all about. He said, you got adultery and you're sanctioning it. Doesn't the church sanction adultery right today? In the form of multiple marriages? Everything else? Complete mess. Brother Branham cried out against it. Philippians 1 and 6. Church is supposed to keep clean. We've got no problem with the church growing. No problem with these things. We're for them. But you understand, you've got to keep it in the place where God put in the place. And don't argue all around the hill. Just say, this is it. Being called this very thing that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that lets you know there's going to be problems in the church. Problems with you. There's going to be trouble. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. But as the Bible said, a righteous man falls seven times and the Lord picks him up.
Wow,
seven times completion. He's down to stay down. No, he ain't down to stay down. I'm going to get him up again. See? All right. The church will be kept clean. Yeah, there must be a growth. All these things must be there. Now, let us ponder our union with Christ. To begin, remember John 5 and 18. Now let's take a look at this thing, because here's where it starts in John 5. Therefore the Jews thought to kill him, because he had not only broken the Sabbath, but also that God was his Father, making him equal to God. Now the Dr. Weiss translation expands it by saying this. Jesus said, He said, God is my Father in a way that he is nobody else's Father, which was right.
Amen.
Oh, men, that killed him.
Yeah.
That started the fight right there. They said, we're going to kill him.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't finish the fight. Let's go to John 10 and 30. I read it to you. I and my Father one. Then the Jews took up stones to stone him again. They said, hey, in no way has he got a special claim. In no way is he unique. In no way is he one with the Father. Now, Brother Branham categorically said that is the time that they pulled away from him. See? Now, keep reading. Jesus said, many good works have I showed you of my Father. Which of these works you stoned me for? And they said, for good work we do not stone you. Keep raising the dead. Bring on the wine made from water. Bring on the bread multiplied. Bring on the fishes. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We like it. We'll take all that. Because you being a man, make yourself God. Then Jesus said, it is not written in your law. I said, ye are gods. He called them gods in whom the word of God came, that's the prophets. The scripture cannot be broken. He was that prophet.
Sure.
They the Father whom the Father sanctified and sent the word, thou blasphemes, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not, and so on. Now, Brother Branham said, that's the time the people pulled away from Jesus, the Pharisees, the whole bunch. He also said, when the day came that the bride said, I and my Father are one, the shuck will pull away the same as it pulled away then. Now do you see why I'm preaching this? Because if you've got all of this here, and you are not settled that you and the Father are one, I don't care what it means. In the sense that I can explain it all the way down the line. I've tried to show you. But if you don't come to the mechanical realization that you and the Father are one, I don't care how you feel. I don't care how negative. I don't care what you can't perform. That's not it. You've got to start here. You've got to start here. That's where it all starts, because that's where it started there. Now, if you're going to be like the master, you better get with it. See? Now, the same prophet said, that's in the end time, is when the shuck is going to pull away from the sea. Now, we're going to go to Matthew 10. In Matthew 10, verses 32 to 33, it says, wherefore, no, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him also will I deny before my Father in heaven. You'll notice the word therefore draws a conclusion.
Yes.
Now, where does that conclusion start? What was said to make Jesus say therefore? And to throw it on to you, that if you don't make a confession before men, you'll be sadly neglected.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe verse 16. Behold, I send you forth the sheep in the midst of the wolves. Be therefore wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. If you get all this stuff here, you'll think you own the world. Beware of men that'll dig up your counsel. Scourge in synagogues. Brought before governors. Kings for my sake. A testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought of what you'll speak. They'll be giving you in that same hour what you speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father, which speaketh in you. And I'll tell you one thing. He'll speak according to the law and the prophets, which is the word. For the Father's not in you. Blessed be Brother Death. father to child, children raised up against the parents, causing to put death. You be hated of all men for my name's sake. Now, if you can pin that on the Jews, there's something funny somewhere. Because they can't stand the name themselves. He didn't endure stand the same to be saved. Now, when they persecute in the city, feed another part. Verily I say unto you, shall not have gone to the city, as the Son of Man become. Well, the Son of Man's already come. According to Luke 17. That's not to Israel. He's talking concerning the people that believe on him. He's talking to the fathers who turn the heart, to turn the hearts of the children to God. Those fathers that had the word. I'll explain that sometime when you get done. Alright, listen. Now here it is. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. Now he tells you that. Now he doesn't go ahead and say, now, there is a slight resemblance between you and me. And I'm giving you this great credit like I'm writing a little think about you, and I'm going to put a little thing in there to make you look good. He doesn't say that. He equates the individual to himself. What I am, you are. I'll prove it after a bit. Just hold it. Now listen. If they have called the master of Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear not them, therefore there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. In other words, this plainly says there is nothing that hasn't been covered except it be covered in order to be revealed. In other words, he's telling you, I'm going to take the lid off of this at some time. And I'm going to let you know what it's all about. Now, what I tell you in darkness, speak in the light. What you hear in the ear, preach in the house, that's revelation. Fear not them that kill the body, not even to kill the soul, but fear them that are able to destroy both body and soul in hell. That's God. Are not two sparrows sold for farthing? One of them shall not fall to the ground because your father knoweth it. But the very hairs had a number. Fear not, therefore, you are more valued than many sparrows. Whosoever, therefore, because of what is being said here, shall confess me before men. Now let me give you the actual rendition of what it really says. It doesn't say that. Here's what it says. Now he says, you're not above the master. So you're expected to live in that realm. If they call him Beelzebub for a certain thing, they're going to call you that too for the same thing.
That's right.
If they get me for it, they're going to get you for it. Now listen to the therefore. Therefore, everyone who is of such a character that he will confess me before men in the realization of and testimony of his oneness with me, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven in the realization and testimony of my oneness with him. That's exactly what it said. Now then, if you've been made one with him and don't confess it, and you get over here and here and here and say, well, hallelujah, this which makes me one, I guess my talk's on. All right, it's just here that makes me one, the Holy Spirit. Well, hallelujah. Ain't it nice? I can have all the gifts, and I can have all the fruit, and I can have all the soul, because hallelujah. See. You see, he gave me what it takes to make it.
Yeah.
Well, you better get down to where it is. They said Beelzebub.
Yeah.
Okay. If he's big Beelzebub, I'm going to be Beelzebub. If he's rotten, we'll clean up. Who was he? One.
Hey.
With the Father.
Right.
Who am I?
One.
One.
Amen.
That's the trouble. Now he says at the end time, when all this is going on, that's where the confession lies. And Brother Branham said, when that happens, the squeeze comes in.
Yeah.
So I don't think I can say it. Well, that's up to you.
All I want.
Now notice, Brother Branham said that John 14 and 20 takes place three times. That's what we're looking at. That day, the one I am, the Father, you and me, and I and you, he said that took place at Pentecost. It takes place at this hour and at the white throne judgment. I don't know whether God ordained a conversation with my wife this morning or not. I don't know that he ordained too many of them. You know, we gaff a lot. You know, there was a day, years and years ago, we used to live with some people, and they had he was kind of crippled, and she was very sweet, and they had a good love affair going on in their 50s or 60s, they were 50s, I guess. They sit there and yak, yak, yak all day long, and I would never tell my wife, but I think to myself, my,
When my wife and I, if we should live that long, get that old, I know we'll have nothing to say to each other. You gotta be kidding. Oh, I'm going blah, 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 and she's going blah, blah, blah. I like it that way. Yeah, gotten better all the time. All right. At that day, you know I'm the Father, you mean I you. Okay, he said white throne. Okay, you're the bride's going to do. Bride's going to stand there in the throne. Now, everybody else is going to stand before that throne. You're going to see the people that had 10 times more fruit than you. 20 times more manifestation. 100 times more soul. Etc., etc., etc. And you're going to have to stand there and judge. Now, how are you going to do it? Well, I was a great lawyer in my day, and I was so meritorious that people elected me. So therefore, I'm qualified. Well, the thing was, I had a little better fruit. It was better than the standard GT. It wasn't that much, so I got down. And I want a few cups of. Come on. I and my Father are one. Sometimes take time, even your wife can help you out. Got a good wife, you got to get everything good. Brother Van said, God could have given man something better than a wife outside the Holy Ghost. He's done. I think a wife comes second to the Holy Ghost. I think sometimes, a lot of times, he even feels better than the Holy Ghost because you get treated rough by God sometimes, you know, because you act up wrong. I've had my head beat in some of my wife never has done that. All been very good. In fact, I paid a compliment the other day. One fellow, he didn't want to admit it, but he said, I think your wife loves you better than she loves God. I said, well, that's possible. I kind of hope not. Maybe different ways. I thought that was kind of nice thing to say. All right, listen. White throne judgment. Now today, at his appearing, the bride must be of such character that she will say, I am one with the Father. See? Now, one with the Father. Now, that's what the Bible said, character. Brother Branham used the right word. See? All right. 1 John 3:2, beloved, now are the sons of God. And never he turns this way shall be known. He shall appear, will be like him. If you're going to be like him, you got to say what he said.
Yeah.
I and my Father are one. 1 Corinthians 3:12. I'm sorry, 13:12. Now we see through glass darkly, then face to face known part. But I shall know him as I am known.
Yeah.
I know him like a book. Your wife can say, I know my husband like a book. Husband say, I know my wife like a book. I can say, I know God like a book. This book. Face to face. Now listen, 2 Corinthians 3:3, we're moving up now. Because this is getting where the meat is. This is the truth. I didn't write it. He did. But we all with open face, verse 18, beholding as in the glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. The same image. Now listen, the same image. What was that image? Get over here now to Hebrews chapter 1, 2 and 3. Have the last day spoken unto by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom he made the world, who being the brightness of God's glory, the express image of God's person, upholding all things by the word of God's power.
Amen.
When he purged of our sins, sat down. And if we're made in his image, we're in God's image, the Father. And my Father one.
Yeah.
Where is your seed? Listen, she recognizes who she is. She's over here in Ephesians, the 5th chapter. In a peculiar identity, we are each and every one in our place of God, and in the same measure, the same manner, the same everything, as to pertain to that one part. Nobody is more than another. Now, when you get set in the church for an office, that's a different thing entirely. But look at it, if you're born, you're no more born than somebody else. See? All right. I and them, the glory which thou gavest me, I've given them, that they may be one even as thou art one. We are one. I and them and thou and me, that they may be made perfect in one. That the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also be, that they also whom you've given me be with me where I am. Now, you know something? It's already happened. He's already here with us. Therefore, the oneness is complete. The bride maybe not all in, maybe she is all in.
If she's all men, she'd be in child train. That's all there's left. See? Now that thou hast given me, thou hast loved me before the foundation of the world, righteous Father, the world has not known me, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me. Do we know that he's returned to come back? I have returned unto thy name, and will declare. Has the name been declared? The love which thou hast loved in me be in them, and I in them. Now, tells you right there, starts with the name. It starts, pardon me, first of all, it starts with the realization of that union, and then the name. Because, you see, the groom gives the name to the bride. I don't have time to go to that. But that's one of the richest things ever came to me. And I'm not even telling you what it is yet. Now, in verse 26, it says, I have declared thy name, and will declare. Okay, let's go to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and find out what he says there. See, people don't keep up modern. They've gone way back into the boondock. It says, verse 25, see, he refused not him that speaketh. If he escape not, he refused him that spoke on earth. Much more shall we not escape, return from him that speaks from heaven. That's the mini tribulation under Titus. They got it. Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he promised the same. Yet once more I shake the earth, not only the earth, but heaven also. And this word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as the things which are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore we receiving a kingdom, tells you, when the speaking takes place, is right on the verge of the millennium, and the seventh seal ushers in the millennium. Therefore under the seventh seal, Revelation 10:1-7 comes to pass, and God speaks through the prophet. Now, wherefore we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. And the first reverence and godly fear is to start where he said, if you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, I and my Father are one. I and my brethren are one. Right down the line. You begin understanding. Now, the prophet did not take us back to Pentecost. He said we're a million miles beyond it. Now, the line, this line is John 14:21-26, wherein we read to you those very things over here. Already, or some of them, and that day, he that my commandments keep them, he is that loved me, he loves me, shall love my Father, and I love him, will manifest myself to him. Now, the commandment he gave first there was to be baptized the Holy Ghost. Judas said, not a scare, Lord, how is it thou manifest yourself, and not the world? And Jesus said, if a man love me, you keep my words, my Father will love him, and will come unto him, and make our abode with him. Now, tells you right there. It says that love toward God, which God placed in your heart, will bring on the Holy Spirit. He that loveth me not keepeth not my saying, doesn't care for my word. The words you hear is not mine, because that was the Father, but the Father sent me. These things I spoke unto being present with you, but the Holy Ghost, with the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things, and be God to remember what I said unto you. Now when did he come down and put that in the book form? It was through the prophets. The fire came down, God gave the word to the Apostle Paul. Now, this line, with Ephesians, the first chapter, that Paul says happens at the end time. The Holy Spirit, pardon me, coming into the church. Wherefore also after heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and love all things. Verse 15. Cease not to give thanks to you, make mention of my prayers. The God of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, going to give you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowledge of him. The eyes understanding demons, this is what happens. The eyes understanding demon lightning. You may know what is hope of his, not your calling, his, and what the riches of the glory is, his inheritance in the saints. And what is exceeding great is his power to us who believe, according to the work of the mighty powers you wrought in Christ, you raised and so on. Now it tells you right there, that spirit comes into the church. And when he does, he comes with that great teaching ministry.
Yeah.
And the teaching ministry will reveal exactly who he is and what he is in you.
Okay.
So we're getting there. Coming more and more into view. Now this lines, of course, with Revelation 3:20. I'm standing at the door knocking. I want to have a sup with people. And Revelation 10:1, where the great pillar of fire comes down to the anointed prophet of Revelation 10:7. This takes us right back again to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, that we talked about in the bride there, 29-30. But no man yet ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. What's he doing there? He is telling the fact of how he loves and nourishes that church. Why? Because he is a husband, for we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. There is the literal guarantee that God himself is nourishing, that he is the life of that bride. See? And therefore, being the life, it cannot possibly go down the drain. Now, you'll notice that Jesus is the bride. Why? I mean, he is the groom. Why? Because he is the kinsman redeemer. And remember, the redeemer was a kinsman. He was related. See, like Adam. Eve came out of Adam. He married her. So the bride was taken out of the side of Jesus Christ, taken out of the Logos. So therefore, she was Logos just like him.
Yeah.
See? And therefore, to marry him, she must have the same flesh that he had. And what is the flesh of the Holy Spirit today if he consorts with the bride? The flesh is the Word of God. So therefore, the bride must have the same flesh which is the Word of God. Because you see, he is that Word. And Brother Branham said, when you receive the Word of God, you become the Word of God in your flesh. Okay, 1 John, let's look a look at it and understand what Brother Branham said about this very scripture here. 1 John, the 4th chapter. Now you're way ahead of me because you know what it says already. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false spirits are gone in the world. Hereby we know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now, he put that right in this present hour, and he was not talking about William Branham being God manifest in flesh, as though that were himself and nobody else, but it was concerning the bride. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus is come in the flesh is not of God. I and my Father are one could only be said when he was in the flesh. Why? Because before he was in the flesh, he was just one with one. But now when he came into that body, he became one. And this is the hour that the Holy Spirit is coming more and more into the church. Amen. Until he is that happy bridegroom with the bride. See? Who has received the Word and become the Word of God in her flesh. So therefore the Word today is becoming flesh. That's what Brother Branham said over here in the book of Revelation in the last age concerning the Laodicean minister. The Spirit of God said, these things saith the Amen, the figures, the beginning, the creation of God. God creating himself in the form of human flesh, and now it's the time to manifest. You see, we are to that period. In 1956, in November, Brother Branham preached the Uniting the Time message of the mystery of the union of the bride. Today, chapter 14 and 17 are coming to pass, the book of John. The bride is coming together according to 2 Thessalonians, the first, the second chapter, and in verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming, that's the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, even our gathering together unto him. And he is talking to the living. He is not with the dead. He is with the living to raise the dead. They without us cannot be made perfect. We've got to come to that place. And that place is the union. Then how can death stand before her? Death must be stopped in its track. Listen, this is also 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the Lord himself descend from heaven with a shout. It is also over here, Matthew 25:6, behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him. For as the prophet said, Christ has appeared in order for the bride to know her, make the revealed word. Christ, the word, that magnet, is drawing all that which is magnetized up to him for the rapture and the wedding supper at this very hour. Today we are uniting more and more with the one who is the word, who is the mate of the bride, even Jesus Christ the righteous. Remember, Brother Branham said the wedding garment of the bride is the Holy Spirit. And the man is the covering to the husband. He is the head. He stands here to take over for her. Now, in rounding out this thought, remember, back in Matthew 10, which we said he's of such a character that he will recognize he's one with God and confess it. God will do the same thing before him, you know, in heaven before the holy angel, saying, this is my beloved, this is my bride. See? All right. This is the same as Matthew 16 where Jesus said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And he said, thou art this and that and that. But he said, who do you say? Yeah. He said, thou art the Christ. Yeah. And when you can say, we are one. Yeah. But God said, God answers yeah. back. Yeah. I say, you're Peter, see? All right. We are now in union. In union with the Lord Jesus Christ. Over here in the book of Matthew. I mean, sorry. Romans, the 11:36. For of him and through him and unto him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Yeah. How is the bride going to get past that? She can say, what the hell, look at all the souls I'm on. Look at all the fruit. Look at all this. Look at all that. You know, I want to tell you, brother, sister, amazing grace to me is the fact that God can stand right here and I can stand here too. That signifies the blood. Shows what the blood of Jesus Christ can do. That signifies the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. For God stands back. Then I call him justified and righteous.
Amen.
See? That's where God can stand back and say to your mind, I'm married to that. Like I'm married to the heart.
Yes, right.
He said, just spread your legs out there and stood in the road with every Arabian, every skunk under high heaven. In now, if you turn to me. But I want to tell you this end time, Brother Branham, category. He said, a woman can be forgiven for adultery, but she cannot be justified. She'll come up in the second resurrection and never the first, unless you stand in him as never having done it. Because you were in him as sheep that had gone astray, and the righteous one stands there. That's where the Holy Spirit came. This is what happened is happening. Today we are one. Tomorrow the same ones will be magnified or manifested in glory. So now we have a tremendous basic truth at the end time. He is here, the head or the husband of the bride, God uniting them, even as the Father was in the Son, even God, is now to this point making ready a bride. Absolutely. And that bride started to get ready with the opening of the seals when the book could not close. And at that time when the seals opened, positively he which is righteous is righteous still. And he that filthy is filthy still. And it says those that stand right here are going to go to the tree of life. And God just says the rest of whoremongers and dogs outside the city. Brother, sister, you're at the end time. Listen, let's get this right. In this hour in which you live, I don't maybe take the consolation I should take. But I want to tell you, I've got great consolation, at least, and as far as I can get consolation at this point, that we are heading into the place of perfect righteousness and perfect hellishness.
Yeah.
And since there is at least 4 billion people, and maybe hardly 10,000 bride, then the multiplicity of anguish and destruction, disorder, sin, corruption, and you name it, will be millions of times greater in manifestation than what we see. But that doesn't matter. The Word of God still stands true. So you're going to be swayed here and swayed there. That's why at the end time you take this message, and it doesn't matter this seducer and that seducer and that fella and that fella, you just stand with the Word of God. Stand, my Father, one. Uniting, time. Yes, sir. I'm the Father, one. What's he going to do? He's looking for that bride he can take back. And then when he gets that bride up there in the presence of Jesus, who is the Son of Man, who is that Son of David? I'm not going to call him Son of God because that's Holy Spirit.
That's right.
But when you see that one in whom God Himself incarnated Himself, at that time when He gets there, He will actually slip into the body of Jesus, presenting to Himself the sight of those spotless. And there one never get by, see? You get to the resurrection, Brother Sister. It's already transpired, Brother Sister. The proof is here. Because we had a prophet in the end time.
Amen.
The Son of Man has been manifested.
Amen.
It's uniting time.
Amen.
Now listen, I hope you caught what I was preaching. Alpha. Alpha. It started back in the first church age, Alpha. God uniting. God coming down Himself and setting the church in order. And for seven solid church ages. He had been bringing those lost sheep back to Himself in an indissoluble union. See? Now in that first age, they had that which made people know that they were one and one with God. Let me tell you this age is way beyond the first age. And there will come a time, though the bride may be here, and the bride may be there. There'll be something in that bride that is so much greater. Because once more God has come down, and this time He does not go back without us. This is the end time, see? Standing here to raise those very dead. This is uniting time. It is invisible. Oh, I showed you my chart here. All the fruit over here. Everything but almost nothing here. It's completely wiped out by the millions, which will go to billions as they flock to the false word, because that's what the Bible says they go to. Now remember, the flood waters that saved Noah destroyed the earth. The same message that saves us destroy the earth. But the bride stands with Him united. But this uniting is uniting different from all other ages. This is wedding time. The gathering of the entire bride to the wedding supper. And he which hath begun a good work will not fail to perform it. But the bride's got to have her testimony. See, she's not going to be flirting out there in the world and everything else. She's not going to say, well, I think I'm really prepared to marry John. He's the one that really proposed to me, and I think I'm married. But, you know, I think that little boy with those cute feet. Remember Brother Branham?
Yeah.
Well, he had cute feet. Why don't you marry somebody deep in the real man? Well, he got cute feet. She's got the sweetest freckles. She talks in tongues beautiful. Not against that. What's she doing? How's she stand with the word? Find such a bride of such character. But listen to the message. Such character stands from the water separation if she gets dressed.
Yeah.
I believe I've been called it. He said to dress a bride.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. Man, stand right there. The manifestation. The flesh of the Holy Spirit is one and the same thing. That's right. What are you putting on today? You putting on something other than the Word? I want to tell you one thing. God will only answer back. His brother man said, you say the right thing, God answers back. He said, that woman. Was it Hattie right? Yeah. Well, her name's really Mrs. Mosher. He said, she said the right thing, God answered back. I understand Dalton said this right thing, and God answered back. And I guess right today, Dalton's children, girls are saved. They're going on. I don't know any word about Had these boys, I just know one thing. If they're out there fooling around, they'll get tanned. They'll come back. Sure. God's not going to lose any. God doesn't say something down here and seal that thing and then say, well, that wasn't sealed in heaven. See? That voice got to answer back. There's got to be the voice here that says the right thing there. There's only one thing that can be said, that's that word. So the bride listened to that word. And she said, I'm a father. See? We're one today. One because of the indissoluble union of the personal baptism with the Holy Ghost. One because of our oneness with each other. There is a bride that is complete.
Right.
Don't ever get that in your head, there's not. Brother Van said, if we're not bride, she's out there somewhere. By the grace of God, I won't stand with. See? Understanding it. And there you go, the third step, because he does it in trees, remember.
Right.
He said, look, I'm right here. I'm not going to leave you till we go back. She may have a little tough time. Maybe a little bit of problem. But nothing but what's common to all men from all ages. Remember this, brother, sister, when you and I come to that place where we really admit it, the squeeze is going to come on down. Because nobody in that little thing that's to come, the tribulation, that whole squeeze, is going to be able to say, I have a relationship to God that nobody else has. They say, who do you think you are? They'll get you. They'll cut you down. But you know something? They'll just try to. They're not going to succeed. Brother Ben said, they'll shut those doors. They'll stop us as far as they know. They're not going to stop us. No. Because she's got him. I and my beloved are one.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we know that your word is truth, and we know, Lord, that it may take some time of confessing it and watching, but we know, Lord, as the prophet said, if we're not bride, there's a bride up there somewhere, and she will be saying, I and my Father are one. We know that. We know that even during the squeeze, whatever all that is, we believe that would be the time, because he said the shuck will separate from the wheat at that particular time. We believe, Lord God, that as it was in the Alpha, it's in the Omega, and there is a bride that is one, and she begins to recognize this is what the Holy Spirit is all about, is to draw us back, is to bind us back, to make us one with Almighty God and with each other as that great company that will stand in his presence and as one glorify and honor him. Now, Lord in heaven, may you receive honor and glory today as the people begin to register the mechanics that lie within your word, that this is the end time. We are one. And we didn't try to prove it. And we didn't try to do it. It was you, Lord, who came down at that hour. Even as Brother Branham illustrated with the rich man going for the little girl out west. He just stood there waiting. And he came along. And Lord, here we were in this hour, knowing by the atmosphere something was happening, but we know today. And we might not see with our eyes, but we know it by the word, by the real eye, the eye of faith. You are here, and you are here for a bride. And may we be faithful to you, because you've been faithful to us, and faithful together, enter in for eternity. Bless each one here in divine presence, Lord. May the unsaved be saved. Those that are not filled, Lord, seek a true baptism with the Holy Ghost to know that they are filled.
Amen.
To know, Lord Jesus, by the evidence of the power of that word, energizing, dynamizing in their very lives. God, we pray for all your people. They thank you for what you've done and what you are doing, what you are about to do.
Amen.
We pray this and glorify your name in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Just sing that song, then you're okay to go. Take the name of Jesus with you. I think that's the best thing to do. Just start it right off.